Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. Today is March the 24th, and I just want to thank God for bringing us all together that we could worship God this morning, worship His holy name. We magnify You this morning, Lord God. We worship You, Lord God. We give You all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, for You are great and greatly to be praised, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank You, Father God, for allowing us to wake up this morning, Lord God, and stand in the gap for others, Lord God, and Lord God, and just pray and worship Your holy name, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank You, Father God, for watching over our families last night, Lord God, keeping us safe, Lord God, away from harm, Father God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for salvation for our families, Lord God. Lord God, we stand in the gap for marriages today, Lord God. Lord God, we stand in the gap for, Lord God, those that may be addicted to drugs, Lord God, or going through depression, Lord God, or those that might be in the hospital sick, Father God. Or Lord God, those that are mourning, Lord God, or going through, Jesus, Lord God. We just pray for them this morning today, Lord God, praying that You break every chain, every barrier, every bondage, Lord God. Break it all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that they have clarity today, Lord God, understanding, peace, Lord God, that You promise us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank You, Father God. We give You all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. You are wonderful. You are great, Lord God. You are magnificent, Jesus, Lord God. We thank You, Jesus, Lord God. We honor You, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, with the first fruits of our praise, Lord God. You said, Lord God, if we seek You, we may find You, Lord God. Lord God, we're seeking You this morning, Lord God. We're coming to You, Lord God, earnestly, Lord God, like the woman with the issue of blood, Lord God, just trying to touch the hem of Your garment, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank You, Father God, for just, Lord God, keeping us, Lord God, redeeming us, Lord God, that we don't have to die in our sins, Lord God, that the blood that You shed, Lord God, that wipes away all our sins, all our transgressions, Lord God. We thank You for that today, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God, for making that sacrifice, Lord God. Thank You for being that sacrificial lamb, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You for being our redeemer, Lord God. Thank You for being our way out, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, for being our exodus, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, that we don't have to fall into sin, Lord God, but we can cast our cares upon You, Jesus, Lord God. So I thank You, Lord God, for renewing of the minds this morning, Lord God. I thank You for renewing our hearts, Lord God. I thank You for, Lord God, putting us on a path, Lord God, for Your righteousness, Lord God. And I thank You, Lord God, for that today, Jesus, Lord God. I thank You, Lord God, for preparing the table for us, Lord God, in the presence of our enemies, Lord God, not letting our enemies rise up against us, Lord God, but making every tongue that rises up against us condemned, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank You, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God, for sticking closer than a brother this morning, Lord God. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Jesus, Lord God. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Father God. We worship Your holy name, Jesus, Lord God. For You are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. And I just give You all the glory. I give You the glory, Lord. I give You the glory this morning, Jesus. And I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Jesus. I thank You, Father God. I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Jesus. I thank You, Jesus. I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Heavenly Father, Lord God. You are great, Lord God. We thank You, Jesus, Lord God. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord God. We thank You, Jesus. We give You all the glory, Lord God. Thank You, Father God. Thank You, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we just praise You this morning, Lord God. I lift up Denver and Dallas to You this morning, Lord God, asking You to anoint their heads, Lord God, with oil, Lord God, that their cups should runneth over, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for Caleb this morning, Lord God, that You will continuously to do the work inside of him, Lord God, that You set out to do, Father God. Lord God, that You'll continuously to mold him, Lord God, put him on the path of righteousness for Your name's sake, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that You'll come against anything coming against the knowledge of Jesus Christ in his life, Lord God. We tear down any strongholds right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against any generational curses right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind those things that are not like You right now in Caleb's life right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that You will start a new thing inside of his life, Lord God. New ideas, Lord God. Birth some new things inside of him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for TJ, Jadon, Kenyon, Lord God. Sierra, Lord God.
Lord God. I pray for Joshua, Yolanda, Toshiba, Lord God. I pray for their salvation today, Lord God. Lord God, that you save them, Lord God. Help them to be able to call on the name of the Lord, Lord God, and you will answer them, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you increase their faith, Lord God. Increase their understanding, Lord God. Increase their hunger for you, Lord God. Help them to understand, Lord God, they need you, Lord God. We can't do anything without you, Lord. You are the way. You are the light. You are the only way, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord. We worship you, oh God. Lord God, we magnify you, oh Lord. For you are great, Lord God. You are wonderful, Lord God. You are magnificent, Jesus, Lord God. There's not even enough words to describe you, Lord God. You're so good, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord. I give you all the glory today, Lord God. I magnify you, Jesus. I give you all the glory, Lord God. And I worship you today, Lord God. You deserve all the glory, Lord God. Your Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to praise you, Lord God. You are worthy of all praises, oh Lord. Lord, be magnified today, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are rejecting any satanic limitations on our life, Lord God, today, oh Lord. Lord God, there will be no limitations, Lord God, upon us, Lord God. Lord God, we will receive all our miracles, Lord God. Anything that's trying to hinder our prayers, remove it from us, Lord God. Anything that's trying to hinder our prayers this morning, Lord God, I pray that you remove it right now, Lord God. Remove it, Lord God. Cast it down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, my mind and my spirit and my soul and my body is ready, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to receive our miracles today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we manifest your glory in our life, Lord God. Lord God, showcase your glory in our life, Lord God. Advertise your miracles in our life today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we call upon you, Jesus, Lord God, saying have your way in our life, Lord God. Manifest yourself in our life today, Lord God. Break every yoke of limitation over our life, Lord God. Destroy it right now, Lord God, because we can do all things to strengthen us, Lord God. Not some things, Lord God, but all things, Lord God. So we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you break every yoke, Lord God. Destroy it, Jesus, Lord God. That's trying to come against us, Lord God, and put barriers on our life, Lord God. Because you said we could do all things through Christ that strengthened us. Lord God, we were born in greatness, Lord God. We are born in your image, Lord God. We can do all things through you, Jesus, Lord God. All things, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will release, Lord God, us, Lord God, and break every yoke, Lord God, break every bondage, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for every limitation of our life, that you break it right now. Every limitation, Lord God, causing us to suffer, Lord God, in the midst of plenty, Lord God, remove it right now, Lord God. Break every limit, every restriction, every barrier, Lord God, that the enemy has set out for our lives, Lord God. We denounce it. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We will not be limited, Lord God. We will soar like eagles, Lord God. Lord God, you will refine us, Lord God, through the fire, Lord God. We will come out pure, Lord God, as silver and gold, Lord God. We're moving our impurities off of us, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Any power anywhere, Lord God, any power anywhere that makes it difficult for us to receive our greatness or to walk in our greatness, Lord God, I pray it be removed today, Lord God. Any power anywhere, anything, Lord God, that's trying to remove greatness from our life, Lord God, we will be great, Lord God. Lord God, you will remove all those things from our life today, Lord God. Any form of limitation making us suffer, Lord God, impossible possible opportunities, Lord God. I pray that it be removed today, oh Lord. Any limitations upon our life will be removed today, Lord God. Lord God, you are the way. You are the light, Lord God. You are the way, Lord God. You are the only way. You are the great I am, Lord God. And we are children of the King, Lord God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, every limitation be removed today, Lord God. Every limitation be removed off our life, Lord God. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Lord God, we are the head and not the tail today, Lord God. We are above and not beyond today, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that we are the lender and not the borrower today, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for anointing us, Lord God, for greatness, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to walk in the kingdom today, Lord God, to walk in the blessings of the King, Lord God, to walk in the overflow, Lord God. You said that you would give us so much, Lord God, that we won't have a room enough to receive, Lord God. You said that you would do exceedingly above all things that we can ask or imagine, Lord God. So I thank you for that today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. We stand on the word of God today, Lord God, to have your way in our life, Lord God. Lord God, you said if we just have a mustard seed of faith, Lord God, that you will add increase, Lord God. If we would just plant the seed, Lord God, that you will water it and watch it grow, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that you are the way, Lord God. You are the living bread, Lord God, that we will not hunger no more, Lord God. But, Lord God, if we have the living bread, Lord God, so we thank you, Lord God, for being that today, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for that today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory, Lord God. Amen, Lord. So I just thank you today, Lord God, for everybody that's on this prayer line, all the people that came, Lord God, even those that couldn't make it, Lord God, today, Lord God, we just pray for them. We pray for their families, Lord God. We keep them uplifted and encouraged, Lord God, and Lord God, just positive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus today, Lord God. So I wanted to get the names of everybody that's on the prayer line this morning. If you want to give your name, you can do so now. Anybody able to give their name this morning?
Amen. It's Apostle here. Good morning. Glad to be in the service.
Good morning, Apostle Wesley.
Good morning. This is Lois listening.
Good morning.
Good morning. Scholastica is here listening in agreement.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Deborah, just listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Mary.
Good morning. Okay, so I guess that's all the names this morning. Thank God for everybody that's here on the prayer line this morning. So yesterday when I was doing my studies before, you know, the prayer line today, I just wanted to share two things, two scriptures with you guys today. The first scripture is Isaiah 54:2-3, and it says, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back, lifting your cords, stripping your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in desolate cities. Amen. And the next scripture I wanted to read to you guys was Jeremiah 30:19. And it says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Amen. And the last one that I'm going to share is Genesis 26:12. And it says, he moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rabbath, saying, now the Lord has given us room and we will flourish the land. Amen. So when I was studying last night, I was studying about breaking limitations over your life. And so from what I got from the word, God is trying to expand us. There should be no limitations over our life. There should be. He said he would do exceedingly above all that we can ask or imagine. No matter what the situation is, no matter what are you praying for, God does not want us to have any limitations over our life. He says any power anywhere, he will give us an expansion. He says that in this word right here, what is it, in Jeremiah 30:19, it says, I will glorify them and they shall not be small. So God is trying to do a big thing in our life.
He's got something big that he's trying to do in our life. He said that he's going to expand us from the left to the right. He says that he's going to enlarge our place, enlarge our tent, stretch your tent curtains wide and do not hold back. Lifting your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the left and the right. Your descendants will dispose nations and settle in desolate cities. So God is trying to expand us. So today I wanted to pray about breaking any satanic limitations over our life, any judgment over our life, the yoke of that. I want to pray that the yoke of limitations over our life is destroyed. Amen. So if we all could come together and just pray that God will bind and break every limitation over our life today. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. We just praise you this morning, God.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever is standing in our way, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you will remove us, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus,
remove every Goliath from our life, Lord God. Lord God, for David had to get to the throne, Lord God. He had to remove the Goliath out of the way, Lord God. Lord God, we bind every limitation over our life, Lord God. Lord God, you say you will expand us, Lord God, that we will move out from the left to the right. Right, Lord God. Lord God, you said that you want to do something so big in our life, Lord God. It would not be small, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for expansion today, Lord God. We believe in the expansion, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you are not man, that you should lie, Lord God. God, you said that you're doing something big in our life, Lord God, and it would not be small, Lord God. Lord God, help us to open our minds, Lord God, and receive a big thing that you're doing in our life, Lord God. Lord God, whatever is standing in the way, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you remove it, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, against the spirit of stagnation, Lord God. Lord God, help us not be stagnant, Lord God. Break every limitation upon us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will soar like eagles, Lord God, that we will walk and not be weary, Lord God, but we will run and not faint, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, remove every demonic delay, Lord God, over our blessings in your life, Lord God. Lord God, remove everything, Lord God, that's not like you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you remove it, Lord God. Lord God, the miracles that you hold in the blood, Lord God. Lord God, we pray right now. Lord God, we receive total destruction, Lord God, over those things, Lord God, that's binding us, Lord God. That's trying to keep us, Lord God, from, Lord God, greatness, Lord God. Lord God, any power anywhere, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you deposit treasures in our life, Lord God. You said that you would give us the treasures of darkness, Lord God. That you got some things picked up, Lord God, for us, Lord God, that we don't even know, Lord God, that nobody knows, Lord God. But you said in the word, Lord God, if we seek you, Lord God, we may find you, Lord God. If we ask, it will be given to us, Lord God. If we knock, the door to you open, Lord God. Lord God, break every limitation off our life, Lord God. Break every limitation off of my life, Lord God. We bind every yoke of limitations, Lord God. We bind every limit over our children, Lord God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you increase our children, Lord God. You increase Denver and Dallas, Lord God. Increase their tent, Lord God. Increase their everything, Lord God. Increase their mind. Increase their relationship with you, Lord God. Break every limitation, Lord God. Break every chain, Lord God. Break every bondage, Lord God. We cast down everything in high places, Father God. We cast down everything in high places, Father God. We break every spiritual warfare right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against it, Lord God. We will be successful in the kingdom, Lord God. We will be blessed in the field, Lord God, and in the city, Lord God. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. We can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens us, Lord God. No weapon formed against us to prosper. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, not anything, Lord God, trying to stagnate us, Lord God. I pray that it be removed today, Lord. Remove all stagnation, Lord God. Help us not be stagnant, Lord God. Help us to not, Lord God, to slumber and sleep, Lord God. Help us to keep oil in our life, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be ready when the bride comes, oh Lord. Lord God, help us to be ready, oh Lord. Lord God, help us to not be looking for oil, oh Lord. Lord God, help us to be prepared, Father God. Lord God, start that work that you started in us, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you continue it, Lord God. You said your ways are not our ways, Lord God. Your ways are far from the east as from the west, Father God. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, you break every yoke of my life, Lord God. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Lord God. You are our strength and our redeemer, Lord God. You are the way, you are the light, you are the only way, Lord God. Lord God, remove every limitation of our life, Lord God. Every satanic bondage, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you can remove, Lord God. Lord God, allow us, Lord God, to soar this morning, Lord God. Remove all these blocking us and holding us back, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Whatever is standing in my way, Lord God, I pray that you remove it, Lord God. Remove the spirit of stagnation, Lord God. Remove every demonic delay over my miracles, Lord God. I hold the blood of Jesus against you right now. Receive total destruction, Lord God. Over everything, Lord God, that's trying to stop and hinder us, Lord God. To hinder us, Lord God, on our path to righteousness, Lord God. Lord God, give us strength, Father God. Give us strength for it, Lord God. Lord God, you are our Redeemer, Lord God. You are the power designed, Lord God. Any power trying to slow me down, Lord God. Any power, Lord God, is trying to come against my success. Lord God, I bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you come down with a consuming fire, Lord God. Any power anywhere trying to stop my success, Lord God. I bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. All spirit of stagnation, I bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I bind it right now, Lord. We are more than conquerors. We are women and men of King of the King, Lord God. We are born in your likeness, Lord God. You made us in your image, Lord God. We are great. Let this year be a year, Lord God, of unlimited success, Lord God. Let this year, this day, Lord God, be of unlimited success, Jesus, Lord God. Let this day, Lord God, be our day, Lord God. Let this month be our month, Father God. Let this year be our year, Lord God. Our year to step in the kingdom, Lord God. To step in the greatness, Lord God. You are our chief cornerstone, Lord God. You are our rock of salvation, Lord God. Lord God, you are our refuge, Father God. We are our strength and our redeemer, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We reject any satanic limitations over our progress, Lord God. Over our progress, Lord God. Allow us to progress today, Lord God. Allow us to reach every goal, Lord God. Every goal that we have set out for ourselves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we be able to reach it in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
We bless your name, oh God, because we are the
people, thank God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for breaking through, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to break through, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for removing every limitation of our life, Lord God. We are born and conquered in Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, help us to not procrastinate, oh Lord. But Lord God, help us to enter everything with prayer and supplication, oh Lord. Heaven did not lead on us, Lord God, to lead us to you, Lord God. Lord God, help us to wait on you, oh Lord. Lord God, increase our faith, Father God. Increase our faith, Lord God. Increase, open our spiritual eyes, Lord God. Remove our carnality, Lord God. Remove our fear from our life, oh Lord. Our path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh Lord.
Yes, I care upon you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we worship you, oh Lord. We worship you, oh God. We magnify you today, oh Lord. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord, to move every limitation of our life, Lord God.
There's none like you, Lord.
Lord God, you said that you're going to do something big in our life, oh Lord. Big, Lord God. Big, oh big, Father God. Yes, Lord, we receive that today, Lord God. We receive it today, oh Lord. We receive it, we receive it, we receive it. We receive it, Lord God. In abundance, oh Lord. Remove every limitation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We will be successful, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us favor, oh Lord. Give us favor with woman in hand, Lord God. We can make a decision over our life, Lord God. Unmerited favor, Lord God. Favor coming from every angle, oh Lord. Favor from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, Lord God. We walk in here, Father God. We walk in increase. We have more than enough, Lord God.
Magnify
the name,
Lord God.
Aren't you
great,
God?
Lord God,
thank you for adding on to us, Lord God. Long life, Jesus. Long life, Lord. He said, I will satisfy you.
Oh,
God, thank you for satisfying us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for satisfying us, oh God. Thank you, oh Lord, Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to trample on the scorpion of the surface, oh Lord.
Thank
you,
oh
Lord. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, you said you would set us high above all nations, oh God. thank you for removing that limitation, Lord God. If you can get up and stand this morning, get up and stand and break all those limitations off of you. All stagnation, Lord God. Lord God, we break all procrastination, Jesus, Lord God. We will go. We will walk and not be weary, Lord God. We will run and not faint, Lord God. We will soar like eagles, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Our families will soar. Our kids will soar. Everything that's attached to us will be great, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that's attached to my name will be great, Lord God, because you said it, Lord God. You said if we abide in you, you abide in us, Lord God. And you will reward those who diligently seek you, Lord. Help us to seek you, Lord God, diligently, fervently, Lord God, effectively, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be intentional with our prayers, Father God. Help us to be intentional, Lord God, in our expectations, Lord God. Break every chain, every limitation, anything, Lord God, is not like you, Lord God. We cast it down today, oh Lord. We cast it down beneath our feet, Father God, because we have the strength of Jesus Christ inside of us, Lord God. You have made us in your image, Father God. And we thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for being redeemed by the blood, Lord God. We are children of the King, Lord God. You are separate and we are your sheep, oh Lord. We thank you today, Father God. We will move every limitation, Lord God, every bondage, Lord God, everything that was spoken over our life, Father God, everything they said we couldn't do, Father God, you said we could, Father God. You said the greater are the works that you will do, Lord God. So we thank you for that today, Lord God. You are strengthening our Redeemer, oh Lord. Help us to put on the armor of God today, oh Lord, and say we will not be limited. Because our God said there's no limits, Lord God. He said he will expand us. He will expand your tents, Lord God. From the left to the right, Lord God. You said you will expand us, oh Lord. Help us to, Lord God, think of big, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. You are great, oh God. You are great, Jesus, oh God. You are worthy of every praise, oh God. You are magnificent, oh Lord. You are wonderful, oh God. We all magnify your holy name, Jesus, oh God. I give you all the glory, Jesus, oh God. I worship you, oh God. You have done some wonderful things in my life and all of our lives, oh Lord. We are more than thankful. We are more than grateful, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for starting to work inside of us, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you didn't leave us, Lord God, or don't forsake us, oh Lord. You stood closer than a brother through every situation, oh Lord. You allowed us to walk upon scorpions, oh Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord. And we worship you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking all stagnation over our lives today, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you will not procrastinate, oh Lord. We thank you, Father God, today, oh Lord. We're breaking every limitation, Lord God, over our life, Lord God. Every satanic, Lord God, bondage, Lord God, has been broken today, oh Lord. We will walk and not be weary today, oh Lord. We have received your strength, oh Lord. Lord God, we have put on the armor of the Lord, Lord God. We will stand, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us, Lord God, to come into your presence today, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you, Father God. Lord God, that we will not procrastinate, Lord God. We will not be limited. We will soar today, Lord God. Our families will soar, Lord God. Our businesses will soar, Lord God. Our finances will soar, oh Lord. We thank you for that, Jesus, Lord God. Our bodies will soar, Jesus, Lord God. Our minds, Lord God, will soar, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord. We give you all the glory, Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for increasing us, Lord God. Thank you for increasing our territory, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, oh Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh Lord, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, Lord. You are greatly to be praised, God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. No limitations upon our life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to walk in the kingdom of God this morning, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to seek you this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this. Being in the midst of every prayer, Lord God, every prayer, Lord God, you know each area of everyone's life, Lord God, where they need to be met, Lord God. So I thank you in the name of Jesus for meeting them there, Lord God. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, in this day of March the 24th, Lord God, that we can come together, Lord God, and encourage each other and uplift each other in the word of God, Lord God. I thank you for the unity, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for you said when two or three together, you'll be in the midst, oh Lord. So I thank you, Lord God, for my sisters and brothers, Lord God, to stand in, Lord God, with us in agreement today, Lord God. Lord God, whether they on the prayer line or they're not today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for them standing in agreement, oh Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the unity, oh Lord. We thank you for the compassion, Lord God, that we get up and stand in the gap, for Lord God, for others, Lord God. Lord God, there's people, Lord God, that's mourning, Lord God. There's people that's sick, Lord God. There's people that's depressed, oh Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you meet them, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, there's no limitations on their life, Lord God. There's no limitations on their circumstances, oh Lord. There's no limitations, oh Lord. You have broken every chain, every bondage, Lord God, that they can walk in freedom, Lord God. Free, Lord God. Freedom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, just to come before your throne, Lord God. And I just worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, Sister Darlene, I guess we're at the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, praise God. Praise God. I'm telling you, this has been a very powerful prayer time, and I hope that everybody is receiving what you're praying about and knowing in your spirit that, oh, God will remove all the limitations in our lives. It doesn't matter what your situation is right now. We just have to trust God and the word. We know that the word tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who eat it shall, they shall eat the fruit thereof. So we know that by our words we're justified, and by our words we are condemned. So you have to speak what God says over your life. Speak what God says so that we can see him move. You know, when you speak something negative, that's what's going to happen. If you speak something wonderful, positive, what God said in his word, we will see that happen. So we're thanking God today for the prayers to break the limitations over our lives. Any limitation that you know that you have had in the past, you just rebuke that and tell the Lord that you're believing for him to open up the opportunity for you, whether it's limitations on your health, your finances, your spiritual life, your family, whatever it is that you know you need help in. You, even after we leave the prayer line, you can continue to pray even throughout the day. I was just thinking, you know, as you go through the day and you find something that's trying to limit you, you rebuke that in the name of Jesus, because you have the power, you have the authority through the word of God to see things happen and see things change in your life. So before we go, we do have a few more minutes. I'm going to open up once more so that if you have not given your name and we don't know who you are, you can just give your name. We see some new people here today. If you'd like to share your name and if you have a prayer request that we can pray for just before we leave, and we don't have a whole lot of time, so limit your conversation, if you will, so that we can get finished with everything before we leave today. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila, and I just want to thank this prayer line for praying for me and with me. I went to the doctor yesterday, and I was going through some symptoms, but I just want to thank God for who he is, because he already let me know he will provide. He let me know everything's okay, all these tests they took. Wasn't nothing. My heart is healthy as a rock, that, you know, I can keep running and play basketball if I choose to. And for, you know, the system, I was just being obedient to the system, you know, but for them to make me wait like they did, I know that God has forgiven me for my thinking. What is in my heart? Just my thinking. I learned years ago my thinking is upside down. So dealing with human beings as far as their job as doctors, lawyers, whatever, I'm the one that has to be open-minded to believe that God got me. And I'm grateful that I was. I'm talking now. All I needed to do was give me that 1 minute that I needed since February. But I'm thanking God for the prayer warriors praying with me. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. You're welcome, my sister. Praise God. Thank God.
This is Minister Collins calling out of Alliance, Ohio. Just want God to touch me as I continue in ministry. I finally started about 4 months ago, but God is blessing me and keeping me.
Okay. Could you give your name once again? I didn't catch it.
Amos Collins.
Okay, Amos. Thank you for being here today, and we will be praying for you and your ministry. Amen. Anybody else? Well, we thank God for all those who have given your names early in the hour. We appreciate everybody who's here. We know that God is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. So we're just going to go ahead. I'm going to pray, and we'll be closing out this morning. We're going to close the line, but we will not close the fact that Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord and King, will be with us. Yes, he will. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you, Father, today for each and every sister and brother who is here. We thank you, Lord, today that you are blessing us to be a blessing, oh God. And Lord, we pray a special prayer over our minister, Amos Collins, and his ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, today that you will continue to strengthen him and enlarge his territory, bless him indeed, oh God. Keep evil away, Father, that it will not cause any pain, Lord. We just ask you, Father, today that you will open up opportunities, oh God, for him to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus, Lord, and each and every pastor and minister and evangelist and sister and brother who's here. We pray that you will continue to just cover us, oh God, with the blood of Jesus. We pray, God, today that we will look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I say heal today, God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, and we shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for our family members, oh God, who are coming to Jesus Christ, oh God. It doesn't matter what they're looking like right now, God. In the future, they're looking so much better because they're serving you, oh God. They're living for you, God. They're doing your will, God, preparing for eternity to be with you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today even for this country, oh God. There's a need across this nation in the name of Jesus for people to come to Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you told us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess the Lord Jesus, Lord. So we pray, Father, for this United States of America, that demonic spirit of Cain, that demon of murder, we bind that demon up right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we just loose the spirit of peace, oh God. Let peace come across this nation in the name of Jesus. Let reconciliation come across this nation in the name of Jesus and around the world, oh God. There's a need for peace around the world, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against and bind up every confrontational spirit in the name of Jesus. The devil of Antichrist, we come against that demon right now in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray that the healing spirit will move across this nation. Let the healing take place today, oh God. Healing in our bodies, oh God. So many people are sick, Lord, and they need your help today, God. So many people are mentally disturbed, oh God, and they need your help today, Father. So we pray, God, today and bind up the spirit of depression, Lord. We loose the spirit of joy in the name of Jesus because you told us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation, oh God. Let the joy be spread across the nation, oh God, in our homes, God, In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for our sister Sheila, oh God. Continue to bless her, God, and keep her healthy and strong, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name, oh God, for our sister Chris and our sister Darlene, sister Marcella, Lord, our Apostle Horsley, our sister Marie, God, Pastor Scholastic, oh God, our sister Grace, oh God, Evangelist Juanita, oh God, sister Mary, God, our sister Deborah, oh God, sister Lois, oh God, sister Charlotte, God, sister Sheila, Lord, our sister Yvonne, God, our sister Linda, Lord, our sister Gladys, oh God. We pray, God, today for brother James, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And our pastor Amos, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. We bless you today, oh God. Darlene B, oh God. Darlene M, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Our sister Glenda, Lord. In the Goshete, La Shata, Makole, Dida Shata. Yes, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, for those names I didn't call, oh God, but people across the land, around the nation, our sisters and brothers in Christ, Lord. Bless us, oh God, to keep our eyes on thee, oh God, not on our circumstances, Lord. We will look to you, God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. You're doing great things, oh God, and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for all that you're doing. We thank you that we are strengthened by your word, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus is the bread of life, oh God, and we sup of Jesus each and every day, God, as we study your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. And then once again, we know that the Lord tells us that if we decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light of God will shine upon our way. So this morning, I decree that every sister and brother in this prayer line, that we are blessed and we cannot be cursed. I decree that we shall resist the devil and he will flee. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree this morning that we will cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us, O God. And we decree this morning that we will delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. And I ask that each and every one to remember to make a declaration over your life, that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. The Father, our God, we ask that you would cover us and send it back to the sender, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank each and every one of you who has sown into the ministry and my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed shall multiply exceedingly. Some shall multiply 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And I decree Deuteronomy 1 and 11, that the Lord God of our fathers make you 1,000 times more than what you are today. Bless you, and as he has promised. So let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet as hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. He will lift us up and help us to go higher. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. I love you, and I know that you love me back. And let's just keep the love going as God has blessed us to be loved by him. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.